Okay, how are we doing today? What do you guys have?
How's Corey?
He'll be fine. He'll be fine. He came down, I think, on the ball a little bit too, but I think he'll be okay.
How about Myles Garrett?
He'll be fine. I mean, again, you know, obviously, I'm just going to be very cautious with guys. I think you guys know how I've been. Anytime guys have a little soreness that way, I want to make sure we're totally healthy. I think when we had the rookie mini camp, there was a little soreness. So I just wanted to make sure that was out before we stuck him out there again.
Same with Jabril and Kenny Britt, anything?
No, I don't think it's anything major. Yeah, I think all those guys would be hopefully outperforming next week and competing. But, no, I think, again, those guys have been, I think they've been in practice in some practices. And we just had some, you know, slips and bumps and bruises here and there. So I think we'll be okay.
Now that you've seen Osweiler on the field,
oh, no, he's doing some good things. I mean, I think they all are. I mean, even the young guy. I think they all are growing and learning, and our defense is throwing a lot at them. So that's fun. I mean, that's the good part. I mean, I think things will start to slow down for them all, start to really understand the system and start to move forward.
Can you get a little more specific about what you saw from, you've seen from Osweiler in these 2 days?
I think it's just 2 days. I mean, I don't, to really, I think you guys know me pretty well. I'm not going to build anybody up. You know, in 2 days, I just think we're going to let these guys keep competing and playing and working, and that's what they're doing every day. So we just got to continue to get better.
Has he come to you since you guys made the trade for him and asked about what his role and his future is with the organization? Have you guys had that conversation?
Yeah, I told him what his role was. You know, and so his role is to come here every day and compete and get better and learn our system and fit into our culture and try to make it better than what it's been. And that's what he's done each and every day.
Hugh, his career has been kind of stop and start and stop and start. How difficult is it then to, I don't know, you know, be comfortable in a role when you know that, you know, you're moving around all the time?
I think that's tough. I do. I think any player likes to know exactly where they're going to be and what's expected and what they're going to do, you know. So we try to make all our guys as comfortable as we can. But we all know this profession, this business is tough. So he gets it. I think all of our guys do, and they just got to continue to work and accept that.
There were reports out of Houston that there might have been some friction between him and some of the coaches and maybe the players. What have you noticed about him as his personality?
I can't speak to anything that's gone on in Houston. I just know here he's been great. He's been outstanding here. So he's done everything we've asked him to do.
Would you expect that he's a fifth-year veteran? I mean, this time of year, the learning curve's a little different from him than it is Kaiser and Kessler and mm-hmm. Hogan, right?
I mean, yeah.
Should he stand out this time?
No, he should, you know, because he probably has experienced it more, been through it a few more times than those guys have, and that's expected, you know. But at the same time, you can't look at that and say, wow, this just because he's doing it, you know, he should not be seen as a guy who can compete for the job. I think he has every opportunity like anybody else. I think that stance for me hasn't changed, and these guys got to keep working at it.
I know it's only been 2 days, but do you notice anything different in Cody's mechanics or how the ball's coming out?
Yeah, I think Cody's stronger. I think the ball has more zip on it. I think he's worked extremely hard, you know. I think what he's working at now is maintaining that, you know, and being able to do it week in and week out, day in and day out. So that's his challenge, and then we'll keep staying after it with it.
At the golf tournament, you said you'd have Kaiser at your side. Was that yesterday, or will you continue to give him more and more time on the field?
I will continue to do so. You know, I have to find out probably more about him than I do any of the guys. He's not going to get too far away from me. I know that. So he's done a good job. He's just got to keep getting better, and he's improved from day to day. And hopefully he'll, you know, the guys are going to have a little downtime. I think the quarterbacks understand there's still so much work they have to do away from here, you know, to play this position at a high level. So that's the challenge for all of our guys.
He made the one nice, it looked like a really nice throw that deep out, but then mm-hmm. there was an interception later on.
Oh, yeah.
Is that just part of the whole process?
Yes, it is. I mean, if we think a young guy's going to come out here and be perfect, you know, he's going to every now and then throw one to him until he learns. He's just learning our system. And I think as soon as I told him what the mistake was, he goes, got it, you know. And he's like that. I mean, he does pick things up pretty quickly. And hopefully we can improve from that.
Now that Crowell is here and we've seen him, could you speak as to, is he here for the duration? I mean, do you have any unclear?
He's with me. He's not going anywhere. No, he's done a good job.
Okay,
I mean, as far as I know it is. I mean, he's here. I'm excited he's here. He's done a great job. He's in great shape. Looks like Crow of old, you know, fast, explosive, can catch, tough. A little rusty, you know, but I'm excited he's here. He's one of our better football players.
What about the quality of the throw on that deep out? The guys in look pretty good from our state.
He can throw it. I think we all know that. He can really throw a football. So he just got to learn how to play the game the way we want it played in our system. And he's growing every day. I mean that. But I think a lot of our guys are. I think hopefully you guys can see that there's better quarterback play throughout practice. And that's what we have to do. We got to keep getting better. And that's one of my charges. And Coach Lee's, we're going to do everything we can to get this position better.
How's he doing it? A
couple more. We're going to wrap.
How's Kaiser doing it? Picking up everything.
Good. Good. I mean, there's a lot thrown at him now. But he's doing a good job. He's been better than some guys I've been around, you know, in 2 days of competing against our defense and all the different things our defense does. I mean, which is only going to make our guys better from all the things we get to see each and every day.
Anthony Munoz, is he here because of your invite or Wiley's?
A little bit of both, you know. I mean, obviously I have a relationship with Anthony, and Bob Wiley does too. And, again, anytime we can get guys who have played football at a high level to come in and help with our players, I'm all for that.
See, just for this week?
Yeah, just for a couple of days. Yeah.
Coach, speaking of you know, Hall of Fame guys talking to your players, how exciting is it to hear Bruce Smith really has an interest in Miles?
It has a really a good situation for us. I mean, obviously, I know Bruce myself. I was on a team where Bruce was there, so. Bruce is a straight shooter, one of the best players that ever played a game at his position. And again, when to have a mentor like that is sensational. You know, hopefully Miles will take advantage of that.
Do you know when
last one?
No, I don't have an exact date.